Fulton health officials say the county has had the lowest number of TB cases in the nation over the last 3 years. But since the start of 2014, 16 cases were reported in three homeless shelters in Atlanta. They are the Central Night Shelter, the Atlanta Union Mission, and the Task Force for the Homeless. Dr. Matthew McKenna is the Fulton County Medical Director. He says it's easy for diseases to thrive in homeless shelters.
The bacteria takes advantage of their situation, the congregate settings in which they live, the difficult circumstances that stress their immune system, and it activates and it circulates on an ongoing basis.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says homeless people are nearly 10 times more likely to get TB compared to the general population. Dr. Patrice Harris is the District Health Director for the Fulton County Department of Health and Wellness. She says while there's been an outbreak in the homeless shelters, there's no threat to the general public.
Infection with TB requires prolonged, at least 6 hours, of sharing air in an enclosed space, of course, with an infected person.
Harris says all the people with the disease have been taken out of the shelters and are being treated. Anita Beatty is the executive director of the Task Force for the Homeless. She says there is no cause for alarm.
We're all going to be tested. In fact, we routinely send people to test every single day. So let's hang tight.
The Fulton County Department of Health and Wellness says a report on this outbreak will be released once its investigation is complete. John Lawrence, WABE News.